95.1 K Frog 510. It's the wake up call with Kelly and Anthony. Very happy to be back this morning.
Yeah, welcome back.
It's so funny. I woke up and I'm scrolling Instagram. All of a sudden, I go on K Frog's Instagram and I see a photo of you, Ginny, and myself.
Blow up, Anthony.
Unbelievable. The resemblance was uncanny. You guys did such a great job.
That was all Ginny. She surprised me. She said, I have a surprise for you, but I can't tell you what it is. She brought it in here and I was like, whoa, it's a blow-up doll.
Anthony. I mean,
we called him Little Tony.
Little Tony.
From the all black to the chesticle hair up there. That was looking good. Little hat. Well
little
done.
Cowboy. Glittery cowboy hat.
Glittery, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not know you guys knew I had one.
Yeah, you should ask Ginny what happened to him. Because he had
I wanted to meet him.
Tragic death yesterday.
Yeah, he had a terrible accident with a scissor.
And it wasn't even us.
No.
On purpose?
He's gone.
Somebody let out some frustration on Little Tony. Let's just say Little Tony didn't make it.
Well, that's good, though, because I didn't want to drive home with him in the passenger seat.
You could have gotten the carpool lane. You'd have been home even quicker.
No, the best part of all of this, though, is like, Ginny, where did you go to blow this thing up? She stopped at Arco and used the free air.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. And some guy saw me and he just stopped and stared.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know how many Instagram feeds you're probably on where people are like, what is this lady doing?
Yeah, he's my friend.
Real close friend. That's until yesterday.
That's right. Really weird. Well, shoot. Well, I got to keep my eyes peeled today. Whoever's been stabbing Little Tony.
Yeah. Watch your back, man.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. If you're a new listener, well, we want to be able to let you know a little bit about us. In return, we're going to know a little bit more about ourselves here, about each other.
Mm-hmm.
I love this game.
Yeah, it's the Wake Up Calls. Who would it be? So we all have a question. None of us know what the question is, but the answer is going to be one of the three of us. So the person's going to say their question, count to three, and then at three, we all have to blurt out who we think it is. All right, Ginny, you want to go first this time?
Okay.
All right.
Who is most likely to get a speeding ticket?
Okay. One, two, three.
Kelly. Did you say Kelly too?
Yeah, definitely me.
You have that lead foot though?
I do. I have a really bad lead foot. It's like one of those things where I'm like, okay, I look down, I'm like, whoa, I'm doing 90. Okay, no wonder I've been passing everybody. Not with my son in the car.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's how it was this morning because there's no one on the road.
Early
by the time
morning.
That we're hitting. So yeah, I'm cruising around. I'm thinking, well, I'm making a pretty good time. I'm doing like 85, 90. Like, whoa.
Yeah, no wonder.
Ease up
a
little bit here.
You're making good time. All right, Aunt, you want to go next?
Okay. So, with Bachelor on last night, I'm not going to give any spoilers away. We'll do that later in the show. But this kind of branches off the show last night. Who's most likely to break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend to go on a reality dating show? And you don't have to you don't have to think of Art and your husband. I'm not putting Tori in this situation. One, two, three.
Anthony. Kelly.
God, I knew you guys were going to save me, too. I'm not that See, I don't know. It depends on who I'm dating and if I really want to get that TV fame.
Yes.
The Instagram
fame.
Yeah,
you do. Mm-hmm. You're always after the fame.
Because I'd love to be on Bachelor right now, but I'm married, so I can't. Wife says no.
That usually doesn't work that way.
Only other option would be to host. But yeah, something like that happened last night, which we'll dive into. But oh, it's heartbreaking that you guys would say me.
Hey, you said me, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Who would be the one to laugh at a serious moment? One, okay. Two, three.
Kelly.
Ginny. Yeah, Ginny for sure.
I feel like, did that happen one time with us?
Where I laughed at a serious
moment?
Yeah,
I feel like not too long ago. I'm going to have to think about what it was, but
was I drunk?
No, you were completely sober. At least I think it happened at work, so I hope you were.
Well, you never know. No, Ginny's totally the one that, like, it doesn't matter what's going on, Ginny will lighten the mood.
That's right.
I love Ginny. She's always in her own little world.
Yes.
Always.
I find most things funny.
And your world is very happy. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, give us some of that happiness.
Yeah, so the next funeral, sit next to Ginny, okay? She'll make it a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Time to take a look at what's trending. Well, hats off to Snapchat for creating one of the most interesting filters I think we've ever seen. If you're not on the app, there's a new gender swap filter, which makes you look like the opposing gender.
Mm-hmm.
It actually looks so real that one guy took a photo of himself with the gender swap. He put it on Tinder and got more than 300 matches.
Okay, some of these guys, though, when they do it, yeah, it puts like the pretty filter on, too. So your skin is all smooth. I could see how people could be like, oh, wow, that's an attractive woman. And then you find out it's a dude.
It's creepy to see how legit it looks. So the guy's name is Jake, but he switched it to Jess for his dating profile. He got more than 1,600 profile likes. So many thirsty dudes looking for attention from him. I can't repeat a lot of the messages that they sent him because how descriptive they got. But just imagine, like, for me, being a dude, commenting, saying some stuff to another dude, like, whoa, like, that's catfishing at its finest. That's amazing.
Okay, but here's the other thing. When you see all the gender swap ones, you can tell it's a filter. It's so over-filtered that it almost has, like, the cloud around it. Like, you guys are just dumb.
Guys are
first of all,
stupid.
If you fall for it.
They're ridiculous.
They are.
Fellas, make sure if you find a Jess today, it's not actually a Jake.
Yeah, for
Keep
sure.
Keep that in mind.
All right, now that Mother's Day is over, companies are shifting their products towards Dear Old Dad, and I got to give props to the Dewclaw Brewing Company because they recently revealed their new Dad Bod beer. This is amazing. When you see the actual can for it, it looks like the dad bod. You can see the little belly pooch. It has little hairs on it. Dad's wearing a button-up shirt, and it has hot dogs and tacos on it in the pocket. There's a remote control. It's really, really cute the way the can's set up. It's a double IPA, 8.5%. Jenny, I know you would like that part of it.
High alcohol content.
Right? They said it's only a medium-bodied beer. I think it should be full-bodied. Come on, if we're doing the dad bod. But they say this is the most unintimidating double IPA ever. Trust us. No idea yet when it's going to hit shelves, but the brewing company did say it will be out before Father's Day, which Father's Day on the way, June 16th. I am a fan of dad bods. I don't think there is anything wrong with dad bods, especially when they're ice cold and served in a six pack. That's my favorite way.
And then they came out with that dad bod fanny pack, too. Was that last year?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Love it.
This is Zach Brown Band right here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
So Zach Brown of the Zach Brown Band has 5 kids, and he's also one of 12 kids.
Jeez.
Anytime I hear stuff like that, I'm always like, oh my gosh, that's a whole lot of kids. Over the weekend, Chris Stapleton announced that baby number 5 was born. And again, I was like, 5 kids? I could not imagine. I have number 2 on the way and I'm freaking out about 2 kids. And so it got me thinking, like, I wonder if parents hit a point where they're like, man, we had way too many kids. You know, like you start thinking about it, you're like, yeah, I want the big happy family. But there gets a point where you're like, okay, we got to get a new car now. The house isn't big enough. Like, you have to change major things to accommodate your family.
Mm-hmm.
Is your family a big family or small family?
No, we're small. 2 kids.
And your parents?
My mom has a sister and 2 brothers, so 4 total. And actually, same with my dad. So 4 on each side.
It's just crazy. Like, my family, same thing. It's just me and my brother. My mom's 1 of 5. Mm. My dad's an only child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it just boggles my mind when I hear this. Like, my husband's side of the family, forget about it. His dad is, like, 1 of 8, and I think his mom is 1 of 9.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, that is a whole lot of people for 1 family. I mean, if you have the money to do it, if you're a Zach Brown or a Chris Stapleton, I'm sure it makes it a lot easier. But we thought it would be interesting to get parents to weigh in. Parents, did you ever get to a point where you're like, this is too many kids? We want to know, you know, how many is too many kids? Or better yet, if you're one of those kids of a big family, did you ever think, like, mom and dad should have stopped at number whatever?
Yeah, because now you're sharing the bathroom with 6 other siblings.
Right? And if they're girls, forget about it. It was bad enough with just me and my brother. All right, so how many kids is too many kids? We want you to weigh in.
You can call or text us. That number, 888-431-3764.
Love the way you do get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
626 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony talking about how many kids is too many.
Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. Baby number 2 is on the way and I'm like, how are we going to do this? Okay, I am an amateur compared to some of these text messages that are coming in from the 760 here. It says, 2 is definitely enough. My mom is 1 of 22 kids.
What?
And my dad is 1 of 16 kids.
Wow.
They ended ended up having 5 kids. So she's one of 5. But when it came to her, she said, no. 2 was enough.
1 of 22.
Okay. And then you got to think about, what about when you have family parties? You have to go rent someplace out because you have a giant family.
You got to throw half of them in the yard. Half can stay in the house. Flip flops.
Crazy.
It's got to be a schedule. This one from the 909 says, my grandma had 23 children. My wife is one of 8, and in our family, we have 3. I think 3 is a great number.
I think if you're, around 2-3, you're good. Anything over 3, now you have to get a different car. You're probably looking at a bigger house.
23, you need a school bus.
23, you're not doing anything. And you got to think about like the older...
You're doing something.
Well, you're doing one thing. That's pretty much the only thing. But you got to think about with the older kids, too. Like, they now become pretty much parents for some of the younger kids.
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part.
Grown up real quick. All right. How many kids is too many kids?
One.
One?
I have 5, and it's been a road. I mean, they're all grown up and out of the house, but 5 kids has just been drastically expensive and mind-numbing.
Well, and I have to figure out, 5 kids, too, you had to start changing stuff like your car?
Oh, yeah. For years, we were minivan mom and dad. We had to have a 3,000-square-foot house because, I have 3 girls, and 3 girls, all teenagers at the same time, trying to get ready in one bathroom just wasn't happening. It was the UFC every morning.
Could only imagine.
I bet everyone fighting over that bathroom space.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one from 714 that says, I'm number 7 of 10 children. There's 9 girls and 1 boy in our family. My man,
gosh.
I feel for that boy.
I feel for him.
And it says, my parents had 5 children, then took 5 years off, then had 5 more, all girls.
See, and I think timing definitely plays a role in this. Erica weighs in from Paris. She says, I have 4 boys. My oldest is 16. Then I have twins that are 14. My youngest is 8. Now, keep in mind, when my twins were born, my oldest had just turned 2. So I had 3 in diapers. People ask me if those times were hard. I tell them, I don't really remember. I think my brain blocked it out because it was such a traumatic experience. Oh, my gosh. And now think about the 23-year-old kid or 23 kids. 23 times you change diapers year after year?
No way. So you're not doing 23?
No.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? I'd be having kids when I was like 74. That's not going to happen.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Big congratulations to Mita of Corona. Just made it through caller number 19. We're going to hook her up with tickets to go to West Coast Thunder. Randy Houser and Tucker Bethard performing out at the Storm Stadium. It's all going down on Monday, May 27th. That is Memorial Day. Get more details on the show. Head over to kfrog.com and we'll try and hook you up again tomorrow morning.
I know a lot of people missed me yesterday, especially you too.
Sure, Anthony.
I spent most of my day in Los Angeles. Wife and I had a couple big date day for us. We went and did some stuff. And then later that night, we got invited to a watch party for the season premiere of The Bachelorette.
Oh, very cool.
Which, if you don't know, I am a diehard fan.
Huge
of
fan.
This dating series. So our friends over at TCL USA, we did some stuff at Stagecoach with them. They brought me over and said, here's a nice little birthday treat. My birthday was on Friday. So come on over. It's on us. I mean, they went all out for this thing, okay? They had a masseuse on hand, so you could get, like, a massage as you were watching it. They had a girl there who was braiding other girls' hair. I don't know what you call them, if there's a name for that.
Hairstylist.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
There was, like, a big skincare treatment bar. Like, it was really cool, really done up. I was one of 2 males that were there.
Oh, okay.
The rest were all females.
Oh, I went up and I talked to the other guy who was there. I think he was there just for his girlfriend. It's kind of like he was biting the bullet kind of thing. It's just to make her happy. That's why he was there.
And your poor wife had to go just for you.
And everybody was so surprised because I was telling them, I was like, I got her into it. And they're like, oh, seriously? I'm like, yes, I'm not kidding. I love this. Allie Fedotowsky, who was a bachelorette, gosh, I want to say like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Allie.
She was there, yeah. She
oh,
was
cool.
there, and she was kind of giving insight to everybody. When the commercials were on, she'd say, if there's anything you want to know about the show, I will tell you. And she let everybody know everything that happens from behind the scenes to...
To the fantasy suite?
To the fantasy suite.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what you're thinking, too. So that was super cool. So big thank you to them for having me out there for that. As far as the show went... I was skeptical about Hannah being the Bachelorette.
Right.
I really like her.
Really? Did she grow on you?
She did. Yeah, I mean, because we watched her on whatever the last season was, Colton mm-hmm. season. She had a hard time finding the words to
talking.
Say.
Yeah.
She really
talking.
Couldn't yeah. form complete sentences. So unless the producers edited a ton of stuff out, she did really good. And then she has a select few guys that I like that I don't like. We had our little Bachelor fantasy draft on, what was that, Friday before the show started? Mm-hmm. So we got to check our whiteboard, see who's still in it, who's not. But the one thing I took away from it was, what was his name? Scott? There was a guy who had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd kick him off.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, about who goes on a show knowing that you have a girlfriend. Like, you're going to get caught.
That guy, yeah. And his defense was, well, you know, I broke up with her before the show started. Oh, you broke up with her because you were going on the show.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah, you're still a tool.
Oh, I'm so happy it's back, Kelly. You have no idea.
I'm happy you're happy.
I just want to see
the sunrise in your eyes. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio. I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
All right, it is 7:05 and time for your grab-and-go gossip, brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can always call for consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. We have an update when it comes to the college admission scandal. Actress Felicity Huffman entered her guilty plea yesterday, and according to Deadline, she is looking to serve around 4 months in prison. Now, her sentence hearing will actually happen on September 14th, and that's when we'll find out the exact amount of jail time she will be serving. But yeah, looks like she's going to be behind bars. Kylie Jenner's makeup line isn't enough for the quote, self-made billionaire. She's now looking to expand into the baby business. She just filed trademarks for Kylie Baby. Seems she's going to launch a baby line that'll cover just about everything your baby's going to need, like baby furniture, including cribs, bouncers, changing tables. And she's also going to get into the skincare side of things with moisturizers, lotions, and creams. So one more way the Kardashians have found a way to take our money. All right, Carrie Underwood going to be returning to American Idol. She announced that she'll be performing on the finale next Sunday. That's when it comes down to our final three. Alejandro, which is our local boy out of Pomona. We have Lane and Madison. Down to those three, we'll find out Sunday who the big winner is. Now, ABC did reveal that they've renewed American Idol for the third season. So the show will be back. But what about the judges? What about our Luke Bryan? Well, the network hopes that all the talent will return. And according to a source, offers have been made, but no official word yet. Now, I wonder how this is going to play out. Because if you remember back when Katy Perry signed her contract, it was $25 million.
Yeah, she got a ton of cash.
She got a big contract. And she was one of the first ones to sign. And a lot of people were saying, I bet Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan didn't get anywhere close to what she got. So I wonder if they hold out this time around to try and get more money. Let Katie sign first and then be like, all right, we know how much she got last time. Pay up.
What right. is this, the NFL? Everyone's holding out for more money now?
Yes, that's just business in general. Mm-hmm. No?
I don't know. I hope everybody comes back. I do like them as a trio. I think they get along really well and they really play off each other pretty well. But I don't know. I hope they're not like that.
It's business. Why wouldn't you be like that?
I think they have enough money.
Okay, they're not going to do it for free. This isn't some community service. They didn't get charged with the college admission scandal. They want to make money on this.
Okay, let's text Luke right now.
They should all be paid the same. They're all doing the same thing.
You think that's it? That's it even? Okay, we'll give you all like $20 million come back. Okay, that would be the
fair way to do it. I'm on board with that.
Okay. Yeah, you're good with that, Anthony,
you guys have
then?
Reeled me in, yes.
Okay, we'll be fair.
That's fine.
Everybody will make a buttload of money on this, okay?
Deal.
Just so we're all even.
I feel better now.
The morning comes,
it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
7:26 here at K-Frog. Dierks Bentley tickets up for grabs this morning. So let's play another round of the 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Question number one. This Tennessee whiskey singer just welcomed his fifth child.
Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton is correct.
Question number two. How many cards are used in a game of solitaire?
52.
52 is correct.
Question three. What type of leaf is on the national flag of Canada?
A maple.
A maple is correct.
Here we go with question number four. Rob Gronkowski turns the dirty 30 today. He recently retired from what NFL team?
the Raiders. I have no clue.
Not the Raiders. Sorry. To steal question number four, can you tell us what team Gronk retired from?
New England Patriots.
You got it, Patriots.
Question number five. The new season of The Bachelorette premiered last night. What is the new Bachelorette's name?
I've got nothing for that one.
Got the football, not The Bachelorette.
All right, it's question five. Do you know The Bachelorette's name?
I think it's Heather.
No, it's not Heather. Still on question five. The new season of The Bachelorette premiered last night. What is the new Bachelorette's name?
Hannah Brown?
Hannah Brown is correct.
Look at that. Bonus points for last
and last.
All right. Question number six. Last hour, we got to premiere the new song, We Were. What country artist sings that song?
And is it Keith Urban?
It is Keith Urban. You got it.
Okay.
Question number seven. Name one of the two states that Lake Tahoe is located in.
In Nevada?
Nevada is correct.
The other one would have been California. All right. Question number eight. Which amendment in the U.S. Constitution deals with freedom of speech?
Fifth Amendment.
Not the Fifth Amendment. Sorry. To steal question number eight, do you know what amendment we're talking about?
Number two?
Not the Second Amendment. All right, still on question number eight. Which amendment in the U.S. Constitution deals with freedom of speech?
One.
The First Amendment. You got it.
Question number nine. Besides Blake Shelton, who's the other coach on The Voice that's been there since the first season?
Alan Levy.
What's his name?
Alan Levy.
I know where you're going with it, but...
You're kind of close, but so not right.
Well, we know it's not Alan Levy, but who is the other judge on The Voice that's been there since season one?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine is correct.
All right, question number 10. You get this one right, you win the Dierks tickets. Dierks Bentley's pet named Jake starred in his music videos for What Was I Thinking, Up on the Ridge, and Feel That Fire. What kind of animal was Jake?
Is it a dog?
That was his beloved dog. You're right, and you're going to go see Dierks Bentley.
Yay!
You're going to be heading out to Five Point Amphitheater Friday, September 26th to see Dierks Bentley, John Party, and so many more.
Thank you guys so much.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Kathy. I'm calling from Victorville.
Well, Kathy, you just won these tickets before they go on sale. Tickets going on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you, guys.
And yes, that show is going down Friday, September 6th. If you want to get your tickets, this Friday is when they go on sale. But we're going to try and hook you up all week long with a 10-question takeover. Maybe no more questions about the U.S. Constitution. Come on, freedom of speech. I thought that would be an easy one.
Alan Levine, lead singer of Maroon 6.
Oh, gosh.
I wake up to the country sound.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
On 95.1 KFROG.
All right, and this is the Wake Up Calls weighing in on some of the crazy things going in on the internet. We're just going to kind of give our opinion. And both Anthony and Jenny, neither one of them know about the items that I have found on the internet for you guys.
Oh, boy.
Anthony, I know you're a fan of avocado toast, so you have to check out the Unnecessary Inventions Facebook page because they just came up with avocado on a stick. It's avocado smashed together and put into a deodorant stick. So then you simply just wipe it on your toast or tortilla. Yeah. They go on to say every millennial loves avocado toast. So now make your favorite snack faster at home or on the go with the stick. So here's just a picture of it. And it literally is a deodorant stick. If you think about like putting on your deodorant, but instead of the deodorant, it is smashed avocado in there.
Okay, right when you first told me this, I thought, okay, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. But thinking about it, making avocado toast, it's hard when you put the avocado on it. You got to try to, it's not easy to do with the knife to try to spread it around.
But I don't feel like that's going to make it any easier to spread it. I feel like it's going to break off as soon as you try and spread it on the toast.
We need to get one and try this.
I'm absolutely down to get one. They sell them out here?
You want to try this?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I do too.
It doesn't taste like deodorant.
Really?
It
oh my gosh! I thought you guys would be with me. I'm like, this is so stupid because you know it's probably $20 for that avocado stick.
If we all go in on it, we can afford one stick,
one piece of toast.
Oh,
and one
my
stick.
Gosh!
That's it. Everyone gets one bite.
Okay, so I guess we like avocado on a stick.
Okay.
Okay. How about this one? This was a very controversial photo that got shared over the weekend. Somebody posted a picture of his chicken McNuggets, and he said, "Do y'all peel your nuggets?" He literally peeled off the breading of the chicken nuggets just to eat the chicken part of it.
No.
People are ripping him apart online saying this is just a savage way to eat your chicken McNuggets. But apparently it's not that weird because people online are agreeing with him and they're coming out of the woodwork saying, I've always eaten my chicken nuggets like that. I just didn't think anybody else did.
That's odd. Is that like a healthy alternative?
Well, you're not getting a healthy alternative if you're going to McDonald's.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, sorry.
That's a little wrong. That's a little weird for me. But thinking back when I was a kid, you remember pizza rolls?
Uh-huh.
As a kid, I would like push all like the filling out of it, and I would just eat the bread part.
So you would peel your chicken nuggets just to eat the breading, not the chicken?
Yes. That's, yeah.
Okay.
No. Sure.
Jenny, have you ever peeled your chicken nuggets?
Oh, no. That's wrong on so many levels.
Right. If you want just chicken, go to Chick-fil-A. They have the naked tenders there. You can
those
have them
are
there.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you going to McDonald's? I think this is really, really dumb.
McDonald's. I don't like to wrestle with my food in any way.
Wrestle with
make
it.
Make it easy to eat. Come on.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony here on K-Frog. Big day because today is all about Disneyland tickets. Hopefully you went to kfrog.com. You got signed up to win the Disneyland tickets there because coming up in just a few minutes, less than 3 minutes, we are going to call our very first name and try and hook somebody up with a 4-pack of Disneyland tickets. Now, if you're going to Disneyland, we had mentioned that there are some big rule changes that are happening at Disneyland.
Yeah, huge. One of them, smoking areas will not be available inside of Disneyland or California Adventure anymore, which I'm all for. I dig that, especially with a lot of kids walking around. You don't really want them breathing that in.
Mm-hmm. And that also applies to Downtown Disney if you're going to be heading down there. This is one that's going to affect a lot of families, the stroller sizes. They have a smaller stroller size, although they say many of the strollers today fit into their standards, even the double jogging strollers, which I know if you have a lot of kids, you kind of need the stroller.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me, you're just an aggressive walker, you need the stroller to get people out of your way too. But wagons will not be permitted inside the park.
Also, loose ice. You're not going to be able to bring ice anymore to keep your snacks or your drinks cool. You can bring those ice packs. And also, there will be locations inside the park that will give you complimentary cups of ice for your cooler. That one kind of, I'm scratching my head. I don't know what you can do with ice.
I don't know what's going on with that one, especially if you can get it inside the park. They just don't want you bringing it in. Hmm. But you know a lot of people are going to be heading out to Disneyland because Star Wars Galaxy Edge opens at the end of the month. The 31st will be the opening day. And here's something else you need to know about that. Disney is placing a 4-hour limit on visits to the new Star Wars themed land.
Wow, 4 hours.
Yeah, so get in there, get ready, and do what you want to do because you only got a limited amount of time.
Is that the one where they had the wait list? You had to like sign up to go in there?
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse because Disney's going even bigger in 2020. They've already said that they're going to open up their next big thing. This isn't the official name, but it's going to be something like Marvel Land, talking about all the comics that they have, including the new tech wonder Spider-Man attraction.
Yeah, that was the reason why they took out A Bug's Life. Mm-hmm. That was right there in California Adventure, so they're going to be working on that. Wow.
So Disneyland just getting bigger and bigger, and we want to make sure you are there for all the excitement. So stick around. In less than a minute, we are going to have our winning name for family 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.